You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ever in my wildest imagination did I think I would land in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
On Sundays, they used to wear the green and gold.
When you play for the Green Bay Packers, a lot of doors open up.
Brett Favre was my quarterback.
But what is life like after football?
When I retired, I had no clue what to expect.
It's time for Where Are They Now? On the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
From the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, my name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, here with the one, the only, the kicker, Mason Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Great first hour.
Oh, yeah, we're crushing it.
And it's about to get better.
It's about to get better.
Yes, it is, because Where Are They Now? Our weekly segment where Mason catches up with a current friend, former teammate. Is that fair?
That's right.
Yep.
Always.
And now we bring in Packers and Michigan linebacker Jake Ryan. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
What's up?
Thanks.
What's up, Jake? Hey, yeah. You changed your profile to like on my phone to, is it? Do you go by Jacob now? Have you gone back?
No, that's weird. Everyone keeps saying that, but I get, am I trying to be more studious? I don't know.
Jacob, that's what it feels like.
Jacob William Ryan has joined the show. By the way, you got a birthday coming up in a couple weeks, so happy early birthday.
I do. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. You 33. Bet. I feel kind of old, to be honest with you.
Dude, you'll be old like me one day. Don't worry about it. I just hit 49, so.
You're getting old, brother.
I really am. My body is definitely telling me that.
Well, I know you're into so many things, so like we'll dive into all the stuff that you're into. Let's start though with Packers stuff. So you were drafted the Packers in 2015 in the fourth round from Michigan, the hated Michigan from all the Badgers here listening. But tell us about like your time in Green Bay and what you remember the most about being drafted there and that experience.
Man, it feels so long ago, but
right.
It feels like yesterday, though, to be honest. It's like it goes both ways. But I remember I was just sitting in a chair in my living room in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was like, what is this 920 area code?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you go through the combine, you go through all the training and stuff, and you have all these teams, hey, we're going to take you if you're still there. We're going to grab you and all that stuff. And I thought I was going to the Dolphins because I had a visit there and all that stuff.
Nice.
And was for sure about it. And then, fourth round came and got a call from the 920 area code. Sorry, I can't speak right now. And I was like, this is awesome. I get to play with Mason Crosby.
Yeah, exactly.
I get to play with the Clay Matthews. I get to play with Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb. And it's just, you know, coming from Michigan, there was so much history with Michigan, you know, the rivalry with Ohio State. And then going into Green Bay where, you know, there's just so much tradition. Just going on, walking onto Lambeau Field for the first time was, you know, it was unbelievable. And, you know, you get to go with your parents for, you know, like camp and whatnot for the first time being there. And it was just, you know, walking in with them was just, it was special because it's such a special place. You know, I tell everyone, I'm like, the first time I went there, it's like, you know, every stadium's in a major city and you go into Green Bay and it's like, you know, you're going into Cleveland, Ohio, and there's just a stadium that pops up out of nowhere.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's the most special place that anyone could ever play. And it was like, it was such an honor to play there. And I was so stoked when I got that call.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, this is Jacob William Ryan,
former
Packers linebacker, joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. So I want to, like, you talked about teammates and all of that. Like, so, yeah, tell us, you know, your relationship with Clay Matthews. And I know you and Aaron are still very close. He rocks your hats on Pat McAfee's show all the time. So tell us just about, like, the relationships that you formed there in Green Bay.
Yeah. You know, Green Bay is like nothing else. I mean, there's so many guys that I'm still close with that I reach out to on a daily, honestly. You know, I talk to Clay about, you know, he's got all this land down in Tennessee and sending me pictures of his bees and stuff. I'm like, what the heck? This California guy raising bees is the oddest thing ever.
Whoa. Yeah, back up the bus.
So
Clay Matthews is a beekeeper?
He's a beekeeper now.
Okay, good to know.
I know.
He's got walnut trees and I've been out there and it's like it's just like he's growing trees, he's doing all kinds of stuff out on that land.
It's awesome. It's awesome land. It's so cool. I bonded with Clay over, you know, the hunting, fishing, outdoor stuff, and then like Aaron, his weirdness, I just like, you know, clicked with him. He's a great guy. And you know, Mason, I used to beat Mason in poker all the time. So,
good to know.
You did best me, I think, one time, but, only one time.
Yeah. We'll have to play a Potawatomi, Mason.
Heck yeah.
And then I was actually just with Jimmy Graham down at the Super Bowl. Like, just guys that come in and out of Green Bay, you know, you've got these great relationships with. You know, Micah Hyde, I always talk to, still a great guy. Aaron Ripkowski, the Green Ripper. Always talk to him as well. It's like Rick Lovato, too, down to the Super Bowl. I don't know if you know Rick, but he was our long snap for a hot tech. And he just won the Super Bowl. So, you know, just these guys that are going to be in my life forever. And it's like the bond that you create with them in Green Bay is awesome.
That's so good, man. Yeah, and I know your time in Green Bay was kind of, you know, it was cut short with injury, you know, the timing of that ACL. And then you went to Jacksonville, you know, played there for, what was that, two seasons?
Just one season. Went to Baltimore, had a cup of coffee there, and unfortunately pretty much cut myself just because I could not, the injuries just kept stacking up, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I just called it after that. But it was a good 6-year little run.
Hey, you know what though? And that's a great segue into, you know, like what are you into now and what's going on with Jake Ryan post football and you know, in life and in business, because I know you have so much going on. So tell us about your business. You're newly married.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We couldn't entice you to move to Nashville area, though, and help play with the bees.
Not yet.
Yeah, but
the power of yet.
Exactly. Yeah. So tell us everything that's going on. I know you're obviously huge into photography, and you have your business ventures. So tell us what's up.
Yeah, I'm still doing the photography. Photography is more so just something that I enjoy. You know, I got started with wildlife, and I got, you know, a little website and whatnot, and, you know, just sell photos off of that. But, you know, the big business venture right now is we started a clothing company. It's actually my new brother-in-law. So kind of all started, and I moved to San Diego after I was done. I wanted to surf, and surfing just helped with injuries tremendously. It was crazy, and you just shed weight with it. So it was awesome. So, you know, I started dating Jess, who is now my wife, and her brother came to me with this idea, and we kind of just ran with it. We wanted to make the perfect hat, like the perfect silhouette, and we came up with a cool name, and it's pronounced Huga, and it's Huga House. So Huga is a Danish concept. And
give us the website real quick, Jake, before you...
Yes. It's HugaHouse.com, HUEGAHOUSE.com. And you know what I'll do? If whoever wants to order, I'll make a little code. And if you use Mason Crosby for the code, it'll get you 20% off.
Nice. Love that.
Very generous.
Yeah. So we're started with hats. So we wanted to dial in the most perfect hat. So Jonathan came to me with this idea. And we kind of just ran with it, came up with a cool name, a cool concept. So what Huga means is, you know, cherish the little things in life. And it's a way of living the Danes live by over in Denmark, because they've been voted like happiest country in the world for like the past 10 years. So so it's basically like togetherness, cozy. So we just came up with some cool designs and got it on the right people. And I think just people really like the silhouette of the hat and how it fits. And then we kind of just dialed in a few other silhouettes as far as hats go. So like we have a performance hat now, we've got a little mid-profile hat, and just so much more coming out. And we actually just launched our clothing line. So clothing line's doing great. So we've got some long sleeves, some crew necks, some hoodies. And yeah, those have been doing great. Actually just did a little activation down at the Super Bowl, and just gave out a bunch of free product. Shaq was there, Shane Gillis, a couple other big name guys, a bunch of athletes. So yeah, it's going well. Can't complain, and just keep on doing designs and meetings and every single day. It's just very different from the football. It's like I didn't really know how to use Google Calendar until now.
That's fair. That's
someone you how to schedule your days. Yeah,
That's like when I had to explain over unders to Mason because he was a football.
You're such a
Yeah, you don't get a little slip of paper in your locker where it says you have to be here at this time.
Exactly.
This time. So,
tell me where to be.
All right, so how do we get you up at the NFL draft? You know, the draft's in Green Bay this year. Can we do an activation there and hang out?
I would love to do that. And so we'd love to. I know licensing is crazy with the NFL, but man, the goal would probably be to do some Green Bay hats for sure.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. But yeah, I would love to come. I don't even know when the draft is. Is it
last weekend of April?
Yeah. Hey, and if you don't do anything like directly with the NFL and that, like, we'll just do our own little thing with the show.
Yeah.
So we'll just we'll get you there and get everybody coming in and getting stuff. So former Packers linebacker Jake Ryan on the Mason Crosby Show. You mentioned surfing too. Are you and Brandon Chiller? Did you go out and surf with Chiller? Okay, no. So I think that was before you got there. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big
yeah.
surfer out there. I couldn't remember if y'all crossed paths.
No, I got to connect with him. I had no idea. But yeah, surfing is like life changing, to be honest with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check that out as I'm freshly officially retired. So, you know, maybe that's another hobby. We were talking about all my hobbies. I'm gonna get into.
Maybe you can help me design hats.
I would love that.
Ooh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Here's one. Go. Here's something.
A Mason Crosby hat, MC.
Yeah.
Here's a sponsorship idea for you, Jake. So I'm part of a group called Trevella Group, and we own soccer clubs around the world. And we actually just purchased and stepped into ownership of a Danish soccer club, Silkeborg.
Ooh.
So
that would be perfect.
We need to get you connected with that. So
this just got real. This just got real.
We're making deals on air right now.
This isn't just catch up with friends.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I love this. It's amazing.
That's so good. So where are you living now? What's kind of like your next hopes and dreams? Like, what are you chasing down these days?
Yeah. Honestly, just growing the brand. So we wanted to try the East Coast. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina right now.
Such a great town.
It's a great town. Absolutely love it. I would say honestly, maybe best food in the U.S.
Oh, no doubt.
Wow. Okay.
I agree with you.
There's no cheese curds, but
no cheese curds. Having like as many brats and cheese curds down there, but
yeah, not so much beer consumed, but it's still a great spot. Yeah, the restaurants are absolutely incredible, and there's the downtown of Charleston is so cool. But once summer hits, those bugs and the humidity just smack you right in the face. So,
have you hosted a Low Country Boil yet at your house?
No, but we've been to one. They're good, and they just put everything out on the table, and you just kind of grab whatever.
That. Yep.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It was cool. But yeah, just the food. You know, all the culture down here is just crazy. It's just. There's so much tradition down here too, and it's just a beautiful spot. The Spanish moss trees are so cool. The golf is awesome. But yeah,
did you just invite me to come golfing? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Molly, if you're listening,
come golf whenever you want.
Jake said I could come golfing out there.
I heard it. I heard it. Witness. I heard it.
I'm a witness too.
Nice.
Perfect.
I love it. Oh, it's so good.
So I think we're going to stay in Charleston for a hot sec here, but then trying to figure out the next move, whether it's going back to California, building the business a little bit more, or heading to Nashville and help Clay take care of his bees.
Exactly.
I think Nashville's got to be on your list. Jake Ryan joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the free Odyssey app. Jake, I got to ask, I know that it hurt to watch the national championship game this year, but I don't know if you know or not, but Ohio State can't beat Michigan. Like, that's got to be some source of pride for you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Just watching that this year was incredible. I don't even care about the national championship. That's the only game I really care about. So watching that, and you know, I'm from Ohio, so, and I was actually in Ohio watching it. So it was even better because all my buddies were having these group chats, and I'm just laughing
just
in the background.
Throw it at them.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. And they just got punched in the face like they always do. So it happens, but it's just going to keep on happening. So
do you encourage the planting of the flag?
Oh yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Jake Ryan with the right answer.
Absolutely. I love that.
But yeah, the rivalry is great. I mean, when I went to Ohio State, there was you know, we were getting batteries and drinks thrown at us. Ugh. People were hot. It was crazy. So that rivalry is just top notch, and you know, I miss it, but the knees just can't do it anymore.
That's right. And I know, yeah, you're speaking of knees and, you know, injuries and all of that. I obviously follow you on social media and, you know, all your platforms. And I saw recently you went and did you go snowboarding in Japan? Tell me a little bit about that.
What?
Like, I've been wanting to ask you about that. Like, it looked unbelievable. So, yeah, you go on some crazy adventures. So, tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
I do. So, you know, I think photography is really taken me to some crazy places, whether it's kind of middle of Alaska or the Faroe Islands, little place in Denmark. You know, photography has really taken me to some cool spots. And you know, like when I was in Green Bay, Evan Siegel, the team photographer,
yeah,
he was just awesome. And you know, I'd pick his brain about everything, and just such a good guy. And to this day, I say his photography is the best photography I've ever seen. From
He's
a
so good. Wow.
Yeah, from a team photographer's perspective, it's incredible. So, so Japan, I just kind of put my finger on a globe, and that's where it landed.
I love it.
No, I was kidding. Japan.
It's like being a kid. You spun the thing, and it's like, I'm here.
Yeah, in grade school, that's where I'm going to travel next. But yeah, Japan is just, you know, it's otherworldly. It is mind-blowing how just structured Japan is. Like, everyone just follows the rules. It's just so orderly, so clean. Tokyo is like one of the cleanest places I've ever been, and they have like 37 million people within the city.
That's crazy.
And it's just like it's just efficient. And Not a lot of people know this, but Japan is one of the best skiing, snowboarding areas in the whole entire world, if not the best.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until I saw all your stuff from there.
Yeah, it's crazy how much snow they get a year in northern Japan. So I was in Hokkaido, and within my 4 days of being there, it snowed 6 feet.
Jeez.
So
what?
It's crazy. So we were...
It's amazing.
Yeah, we were just doing kind of like some backcountry snowboarding. So, you know, you got to wear the avalanche beacon, and there was snow up to, I mean, if you just fell, there was snow up to your face. It was the craziest thing in the world. But it's gorgeous over there. But yeah, I'm kind of a adrenaline junkie. So I just kind of find these things to do and go do them. But yeah, Japan was absolutely incredible.
Fun. Well, this is Jake, and we're going to let you go. Really appreciate you jumping on. Former Packers linebacker Jake Ryan, yep. Former Michigan linebacker, Ohio man, Michigan linebacker.
Yeah.
Very proud. Businessman, HUAGAHOUSE.com for his hats. You go on there, you put in Mason Crosby code, he's giving 20% off. At Jake Ryan _47, is that your
I think that's my Instagram, yeah.
Okay.
And I got all my photography on there, so you can go check it out as well.
Nice.
Check it out. It's still Jake, not Jacob. So we as long as we're clear there.
Yep. HUEGA House. HUEGAHOUSE.com. Huga House.
You got it. Yeah, all right. HugaHouse.com.
Jake, real quick, my wife wants to know, do you ever get to Spoleto being in Charleston?
No, but I'm going to check it out now.
Yeah, you got it. It's the big arts festival they do down there.
Ooh,
and
nice.
So make sure that's on your radar.
Cool.
You can even set up a booth there and probably sell some beanies.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, why not, right? Two birds with one stone.
That.
Let's go.
All right,
thanks,
Jake.
So much.
Awesome.
Man, I really
Jake,
appreciate
thank you. This
was great. Thanks for jumping on. And we'll be in talks about a sponsorship for
absolutely.
My Danish soccer club.
There are business ventures to be
that's
had
right.
here.
Always
doing
working.
Doing business over a radio show. I love it.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks
appreciate
so much, Jake.
Thanks so much, fellas. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Jake Ryan joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Mason, like, literally, like, you could get... I mean, everybody you get, there's so many good stories. and so many great updates. Like, do you have anybody, former teammates, who are just doing boring stuff now, who don't have, like even like starting his own clothing thing, but then the photography thing, like, out of left field, like, oh yeah, I was just in Japan where it snows 6 feet, like, no big deal.
Well,
like,
you don't make it to you know the level of you know getting into the professional football without having like you know like an interesting side or something that you like are passionate about outside of the game as well. So like that's why this like I love this segment and I love that I'm getting former teammates and guys that are just like you know going out and chasing their you know their second dream in a sense. So that's why this is so important. I love showcasing good friends and former teammates. It's it's kind of the honor of this for me for the you know having this show is to be able to highlight and showcase all those guys and what they're doing. It's really special for me.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun for us because the stories are great and like what guys are up to now is like relevant. Like this is
no
cool.
Doubt.
Like my daughter would go on this site and she would order 4 hoodies. She would literally break my budget. She wouldn't care. Their hoodies look amazing. She would order it immediately. So once that Mason Crosby code set up, we might have to make a hoodie happen for Big Rumble.
Yep, get yourself a hat.
So let's switch gears. Let's get into a little basketball when we come back. The Bucks with a rough one last night at Fiserv. Marquette with a big fall in the AP rankings. Badgers with a big jump in the AP rankings. And Marquette should have an easy one tonight to get back in the win column. So we'll discuss all that and more when we come back here on the Mason Crosby Show. It's Mason and Thunder. We're coming right back.
Basketball time.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.